This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Hyler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
It's the Social Soundbite, helping you stay on brand with the latest social media news, trends, and tips. Here's Nick Westergaard and Jay Capron.
Good morning. It is the Social Soundbite. We bring in Nick Westergaard from Brand Driven Digital. How you doing, Nick?
I am well, Jay.
Good. You? I'm good. I'm a little concerned about the news that we have today because I don't know how that's going to impact a lot of things. Facebook's talking about a dislike button.
Yes. Yeah. It's. But everybody's always said, you know, oh, I wish I could dislike something. And they finally said this past Tuesday that it is something that is on their radar that they're hoping to add in the near future. But one thing they noted, one thing that had always been kind of keeping them from adding a dislike button, is that they didn't want to be like Reddit or YouTube, where you had thumbs up and thumbs down, where you could kind of foster this sort of divisiveness. But what they're actually looking for, and that's why dislike is even something of a misnomer, they're kind of looking for, sounds odd to say, but another more complex emotion to represent. As opposed to disliking something, thumbs downing it, they want people to be able to show empathy if something, you know, if someone is posting something that's personal and they're upset about it or they experience some sort of hardship, it always feels a little weird to like that.
Doesn't it? Doesn't it? When someone says, oh, you know, we lost my mom today after 5 years battling cancer or whatever, and then you're just like. It's and like, what you're trying to say is, sorry, you know, I support you, but there's a lot of situations like that.
Yeah, which is why Mark Zuckerberg has said that it really, more than being a dislike, even though that's what's in every headline, that's what we're calling it. Uh-huh. I think their hope is that it's something that can express empathy as opposed to a thumbs down.
A thumbs down. People can't see the thumbs down on the radio.
I know. That's right. I did that. I do the whole show in pantomime each week. It's a beautiful work of art.
You do a great job.
Only Jay sees.
Yes, it's wonderful. He's acting things out. You know, and you know what? The one thing that, and the reason I said I was concerned is the fostering of bullying. And this is something that we just heard about with the schools and the threat. And there was some talk of bullying there. Is that picture a high school kid who comes on and says, "Hey, look at my new haircut." And then you got the 100 kids that say dislike, and that's kind of another outlet for bullying, I guess.
Well, and I actually think that the hope, as I hear Facebook talking about this, is actually just is in support of stuff like that, that you can, that's what they want to avoid, is that kind of basically enhancing, providing a tool for online bullying, as opposed to providing a tool that can let people know that we're in support of you. We think of you.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. Well, we'll see what they end up doing, but just a straight up dislike button could cause some interesting things. Yeah. I've seen that a million times though. People saying, "I wish I could dislike," or even the extra, "Can I extra like?" Or I've seen people do that too.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, we appreciate it, Nick. Your forum's coming up, right?
Yep. And this week only, buy one get one free on registration.
BOGO. Nice. So how do people do that?
Just register and you'll receive an email immediately after with a code for your freebie.
All right. I love that. So register right now. It's at socialbrandforum.com. Beautiful. Nick Westergaard with Brand Driven Digital. That forum, what's the date? October
15th and 16th.
15th and 16th. And it's at the Englert this year. Great location. If you or someone in your business is in charge of the social media, send them to this. You got to get out there to the forum and learn from the experts. Some great speakers I know you're really proud of.
This podcast is heard along the Marketing Podcast Network. For more great marketing podcasts, visit marketingpodcasts.net.